You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Technically, it's not the first day of the week. Sunday is. But on my calendars, I never have Sunday as the first day of the week. Sunday's always on the seventh day, he rested, right? But every calendar I open up has Sunday as the first day of the week. Then I have to change it to Monday. So, it is the first day of the week in my world. Happy Thanksgiving week to everybody out there. So if you're going to drive someplace, you're going to travel someplace, be careful, leave in plenty of time, do a little planning before you go, and have a great, and one, I think, the coolest, week of the year, which is a week that is only about, families and being together and celebrating, the way you, do business all year. Yeah. So, If you don't do business well all year, good luck, man. and there's plenty of families that don't. So Thanksgiving is something that they dread as much as they look forward to. And I'm excited, but so-and-so is going to be there. So, yeah. If you're one of those people, God bless you, man. Hang in there. Just stay away. Stay away from the assholes, the family assholes. Stick close to the people that love you, wall yourself off in the corner, you know, make sure there's no chairs open so they can't get near you, and just admire it from afar. Admire it from afar. Yeah. Those are challenging. Yeah, I start writing this week, so I'm excited about that. Yeah, I said I'm going to write two books before January 1st. We'll see if I can do that. But the Post-Traumatic Winning book is, I mean, it's already in my head. I mean, now it's just a matter of putting it down and then refining it in a way that it's direct. And I love the way, if you haven't seen my Key Tours book, you should get it. I have it sitting right next to me. Mike Etore. And you spell Etore, E-T-T-O-R-E. Trust-based leadership, Marine Corps leadership concepts for today's business leader. But Mike writes it kind of like Mike is, right? He writes it as he speaks, right? And it's pretty direct and simple, blah, 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 blah. And so that's the way post-traumatic winning will be. And again, it's my intention is that it's not more than 120 pages. So my intention is that it's easily digestible, and most people will look at it and say, "Oh, I'll knock that out." So that's what I want it to be. And then there'll be a digital version that you could buy. So if you want to buy the print copy, that's fine. But my hope is that, you know, most people buy the digital version, which will allow me to include interviews and things like that. So I'm fired up about that anyway. And, you know, stuff that I use in class and whatnot. So anyway, so I start work on that today. And I've had to, like, spend some time. Actually, I had a conversation with Colleen about time management. And it made me feel good. So yesterday she said, "I have some errands to run. Can I borrow the truck?" I said, "After you mow the front lawn." And so I edged, Colleen mowed, and then she went and ran her errands. She comes back, and she had bought a calendar to put on her wall with a little magnet on it and a dry erase marker, blah, 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 blah. And I looked at her, and I said, "Oh, my God." I said, I said, "Now, however, the most important thing is download a calendar to your phone and then download a task list, a reminder thing, that when you think of something, you could just dump it in there. Later on, you could put it in the calendar. But as you get busier," and Colleen is, she's a high school student, she's an athlete, she's a candy striper, you know, so she gets involved in a lot of stuff. I said, "The way you don't have your shit in the street is you make sure that it gets on your calendar. And if it's on your calendar, then you can plan for it and you can make sure that you have enough time to study and do the things that you're required to do." That's right. Do the things that you're required to do. So, So time management, it's important. The, yesterday I tweeted out after I saw the news that Secretary Richard Spencer, who was interested in post-traumatic winning, by the way, so his resignation affects post-traumatic winning. Yeah. He had seen the data that's coming out of 2nd Marine Division, and that caught his eye. What the hell? That wasn't supposed to happen, okay. Anyhow, the reason that it happens, I'll explain it to you. On the program, on the playlist that I use, right, the open sits at the top, right? Yeah, that.
You're listening to all.
And then there's a 5 minute silence. It's 5 minutes of audio, but the audio, there's no audio, right? So it's silent. So in case I don't hit stop, right, it goes to silence. And then normally in the 5 minutes, I hit pause. So when you hear the national anthem, it means I didn't hit pause. Maybe I should make the silence longer for that one. There's an interesting thought. Probably not a bad idea there, Miguel. So I yesterday I'm out. Actually, I'll tease tomorrow. One of my great supporters who I'd never met till recently, who's somebody who I'd heard about in 2004. Is a guy named Mike Marletto. He was the colonel of the 11th, the CO of the 11th Marines, the colonel. He was the CO of the 11th Marines during the march up, so he was the division fire support guy, right? So, and everything I'd ever heard about Mike Marletto was in superlatives. So when the division went back to Iraq in 2004, he did not go. I want to say he stayed as the chief of staff at Pendleton of the division while it was forward. And the reason Mike didn't go is because his wife had she had contracted cancer, developed cancer, and so. But when people spoke about him and his name would come up, they would always talk about him with reverence. I mean, so that you noted, right? So you hear people talking about people. So you're going to hear an interview with Mike Marletto tomorrow. We'll talk about his career a little bit. We'll talk about and he's got an interesting career. And, you know, I didn't know. I had heard that he was in Beirut when the building fell. I didn't know he was living in it. I didn't know that he got a call to go do something, and that night and subsequently the following morning, he wasn't in the building or else he would have died. That's where he was living. And he said that we recorded the interview yesterday. He's now down in Australia. So we recorded it yesterday. And so, yeah, it's like jaw-dropping stuff. Jaw-dropping stuff. So you're going to hear from Mike Marletto tomorrow. Now, during the interview with Marletto, my phone buzzes and I look. Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer has resigned over the Trump blah, 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 blah. Trump, Gallagher, Seal shit, right? And so it's like this thing, right? This thing, this Seal thing has now, right? So what we're doing is we're playing Emperor's New Clothes. Okay, so the guy's guilty. His peers on three separate occasions go to their superiors and say, this guy murdered people. We were shooting warning shots the whole deployment so he wouldn't murder more innocent people. So then a corpsman, once he gets immunity, changes his story and lies to get him off. And then, because of the arrogance of this community, they then want to turn around and say, oh, he's innocent. Not guilty ain't innocent. And everybody knows it. And now they're going to turn around and try to break it off in everybody's throat. Here you go, boys and girls. Right? That's the arrogance of this community. And they have the President of the United States. They have the President of the United States, you know, in their pocket. So what do men and women of good conscience do when somebody tells you that we're going to play the Emperor's New Clothes? Right? Secretary Mark Esper, who had previously, right, who had previously gone to the White House and urged the president not to intervene, okay? Do not intervene in this stuff. Allow the services, right, allow the services to do what they do. You've restored his rank, right, he'll retire. And the president, you know, he's having none of this because for him, it all plays out in the media, right? It all plays out in the media. And in my opinion, this is a joke. Esper should have looked at the President of the United States and said, sir, I won't do that. So Esper now plays the Emperor's New Clothes. Okay? the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In the headline in Stars and Stripes this morning, is quoted as saying that the Navy SEAL case is closed. Now, my question is, right, is the head of the SEALs, is that guy going to resign? Or is he going to shut up in color too? Because, see, what has to happen is in the Navy, the bad guys are winning. The bad guys are winning. And let me tell you how bad it is. It's so bad that the head of that platoon that got relieved and his senior enlisted guy, they're suing, right? They're suing. Is it Admiral Green, I think his name is? Right? They're suing him in court. That's how bad their arrogance is. And this whole SEAL, corruption, sick culture, time for it to go away. Give all the missions to Delta Force, you know, make them UDT and make it go away. It's now got to the point where it's disgusting and destructive to the United States Navy, their arrogance. And so I saw that and I tweeted, much respect to the Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer, who has reportedly been fired by SecDef Mark Esper. Many talk of speaking truth to power, few do it. Well done, Secretary Spencer. Well done, Marine! Exclamation mark. So I tweeted that yesterday, right after I saw it. And again, it's one of the great crises, right? One of the great crises that we've talked about repeatedly on our show is this, right? General officers at some point become politicians and they get afraid. They get afraid to be the people that they were. And they were leaders, and all of a sudden they become businessmen, they become custodians of their own brand, right? And again, our history is replete with it. And now, right, now we're going to do it with the Secretary of the Navy. Everybody going to be a bobblehead for what Donald Trump thinks. Well, look, Donald Trump's president of the United States with all rights thereunto pertaining. We all know that. But it doesn't make him true, and it doesn't make him fucking right. And when it's not right, people have the obligation that have sworn an oath to the country, not to Donald Trump, are supposed to stand up and say, that ain't right. And let me tell you, you know, again, I go back to Tommy, you know, go back to Vietnam, read Dereliction of Duty. All the thousands of young American men and women that were killed and Vietnamese civilians, blah, blah, fucking blah, because you had general officers who would not stand up and tell the truth in spite of their oath to the nation. And they went to their graves stewing in it. And then fast forward to Tommy Franks in Afghanistan, Tommy Franks in Iraq, Don Rumsfeld, you know, writing history, and the world still has not recovered from that. From the moral failures of the general officers and the flag officers of the United States military. It's a terrible problem. And again, for everybody, phase four, it's what does this thing look like when we're all done? And if that isn't articulated, if you don't know that, then you can't go. That's the key thing. What does Iraq look like? We think we're going to go in there, flip this Islamic country, right, with three factions in it. The war plan said they'll start a civil war, right, all of that. And we think instead of using the number from the war plan, Secretary Rumsfeld, who doesn't know fuck, we're going to use his number. And everybody's going to salute and say, aye, aye, let's go. I'm on board. Yeah, that's what we're doing. That is moral failure among moral failure on top of moral failure. And he did it in Afghanistan. Tommy Franks, man. He's the leader of the Ass Clown Band. Lacks moral courage. And it goes on and on and on. I see it all the time with post-traumatic winning. There's units that have huge suicide numbers. But they won't call me. You want to know why? Because their PhDs say, yeah, what that guy does is bullshit. That's why. And generals won't step in front of those people. You want to know why? Because if they do, then they're going to own it. They're going to own it. And they're afraid. Trust me. I could give you names, a long list of names, who come up to me and say, wow, that's awesome. Can you come? And then they never call again. You want to know why? Because their PhD tells them no. And they're afraid. They're afraid. Okay. Wait a minute. How about you're fucking in charge? And let me tell you, what those PhDs have given the DOD and those commanding officers is nothing but more and more and more suicide. But I can accept that because I won't get blamed for it, right? The PhDs will. And that's how that shit works. And then the cherry on top of all of it is when that group of people, those bobbleheads, just sit there in silence and allow this kind of shit to happen. So, was I surprised at what happened on Sunday? No. I think Spencer knew what was going to happen when he went down that road. Right? Because, look, I mean, so you're sitting in a small group, and this issue comes up. All right, what about the issue of Admiral, I think it's Green, right, who runs Naval Special Warfare? Head Admiral, Naval Special Warfare. Rear Admiral Colin Green is his name, right? So this comes up, Green says, look, the president has restored his rank, but we don't have to keep him as a SEAL, and we need to set an example at some point that right is right and wrong is wrong, right? And we have absolutely the right to hold a review board to see if he's competent to stay in this community, right? And if we find he's not competent, then his trident should be removed and he should be out, right? Now, when Spencer hears that, he knows how that's going to play in Peoria. He knows how that's going to play in Peoria. And so when you go down that road, you know how the President of the United States, right, as media conscious as he is he going to allow a service to some room to do what they're supposed to do, do what they took an oath to do, do what's right? And the answer to that is not only no, but hell no. And so the next question is, what happens when he tells you to shut up? Are you going to shut up and play Emperor's New Clothes? Is that what you're going to do? And the answer is you shouldn't. That's why Richard Spencer ought to be lauded today around the country. No, not going to do it. I am not going to do it. So I'll read this letter here in a little bit that he wrote when he retired. But let me tell you the thing that always makes the president look bad when he does this shit is the truth. When Mattis did it when he walked out the door, right? And the president can bloviate and say Mattis the most overrated general of all time, blah, blah, fucking blah, right? But the truth always makes Donald Trump look bad. But again, Donald Trump is no stranger to any of this. This is how he's lived his life, okay? And aside from the things that I think that he's got right in terms of foreign policy, economic policy, he plays as fast and as loose with the truth as Hillary Clinton did. They are the same group of people. simply in different political parties. They play the same disgusting game that doesn't have anything to do with the truth. Nothing. And then the question is, and this is a question for General Milley and for Secretary Esper. Are you going to be Donald Trump's bobbleheads around the world? Are you going to be his dancing monkeys around the world? Or are you going to live up to the oath that you took to the nation to tell the truth? Now, Milley did a couple weeks ago, after the president said that we were all getting out of Syria, Milley said that we're going to be in Syria for a long time. So we'll see. Right. The headline today in Stars and Stripes is Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says Navy SEAL case is closed. So, Admiral Green, what say ye about that? How does he keep his job? I would think Green's resignation will come in a matter of hours. Not days, hours. Right. All right. We'll start the show here. But, yeah. And, again, I think, to me, more people ought to resign. When you don't believe in what they do, you should stand up. And it's significant. I don't mean that you have a policy disagreement, because that happens all the time. When you have a fundamental disagreement over the course of action of the nation, you believe it's detrimental to the nation, you have the moral obligation to tell the truth. To tell the fucking... Think how different the nation's history would be if the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff said, we don't believe this whole Vietnam thing is right. If they would have gone on record and said that shit. Maybe Vietnam doesn't happen the way it does, but, right? Everybody want to keep their jobs. This is good shit. You know, I just want to be some other lame-ass retiree. No, I've got a pretty cool gig here. And let me tell you, it's a disease. It's a disease at the top. And that's why Secretary Spencer, good on him. Good on him. All right, so with all of that said, the United States Marine Corps band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. Joining me in about 35 minutes is going to be Andy Milburn. Andy's a special operations guy, and one of the things that makes him kind of atypical is he's not afraid. He speaks his mind. A lot of people you could have come on your radio show, and wah, 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 Mac, wah, 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 wah. Right? And somebody just sent me an email that Gallagher was on a news show this morning saying that this is about ego. It sure as hell is, right? And we all know whose ego it's about. It's about his ego. It's about him getting somebody else to lie in order to get himself off. It's about their ego. As in SEAL ego. Don't ever betray our brotherhood, and we'll lie for each other in the face of the whole nation. We're not afraid to do that. That's what this, that's what that's about. So if it's about ego, it sure as fuck is about ego. But Andy's going to join us here in about 34 minutes. So this is dedicated to the Honorable Richard Spencer, formerly an active duty Marine, currently the former Secretary of the Navy. Well done, Mr. Spencer. Much respect. Semper Fidelis. We're all proud of you today.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marines, then you really ought to get out. The only reason I stuck around that low paying outfit for 40 years is for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marines. And the infantry got its name, young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda any time you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. He goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time to check the weather in Marineland on this Monday of Thanksgiving week. You know, Michael Bloomberg's running for president, right? And everybody used to think, you know, he's just a clown, billionaire, you know, New York City guy. Right? Well, does he look as bad after, you know, the president? No. The Trump devotees will say, oh! But everybody else will say, no. We got one, like, he's another version of that. Doesn't look as bad. Doesn't look as bad as he used to look. Anyway. Perfect, man. Perfect. We don't need people of substance. We just need rich people. That's good for the nation. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everybody who runs is a billionaire. All right, currently, sunny and 50 in Quantico, sunny and 60 at Camp Lejeune, sunny 49 and 29 Palms, cloudy 52 at Pendleton. Camp Smith in Hawaii reports dark, cloudy, and 71. In Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 70. In Afghanistan, as we go further west, okay, clear, dark, and 45 early in the evening. Cold in Afghanistan. And in Ramadi, early in the evening, it is dark, cloudy, and 58. At the home of All Marine Radio, we have three what? What the hell's going on here? We have three weather alerts. There's a flash flood watch from 4 a.m. Pacific time, Wednesday, November 27th, until 10 o'clock Pacific time, Thursday, November 28th. So a flash flood watch, not a warning. Okay, everybody got that? It's not real. It's an alert. Beach hazard statement until 7 o'clock on Friday the 29th and a small craft advisory. So currently it is sunny and 58. It feels the wind chill sits at 57, looking for a high of 69 degrees here on the left coast. Shithole weather updates. Yeah, that's how much I have my act together today. From the world famous Chris in Webster. Webster is located 91 miles from the Massachusetts National Cemetery in Bourne, Massachusetts on Cape Cod. PFC John William McDonald, USMC, killed in action in 1943 on Tarawa, has his final resting place there. See the following email for pick and details. All right. Current weather conditions. 38 degrees, looking for a high of 47, so not a bad day. Clear skies throughout the day. Winds out of the west at 10, gusting to 24. Chris from Webster out. I have to do something about Tarawa here. And I will. From Vacaville. Oh, man. Vacaville, man, sent a picture. I think I should require a picture along with the weather. Yeah, just shoot one out of your window. Good morning, Mac, from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Oh, it's beautiful, man. Yeah, this, just so you know, it didn't look like Vacaville. I've seen Vacaville Vacaville doesn't have pine trees. All right. Beautiful, man, up in Idaho. It's currently 25 degrees, slight breeze, 6 miles an hour out of the south-southwest, high expected of 37 degrees and a half an inch of snow. Be well. Yeah, look at that. Sitting on a lake, a couple docks down below, no boats in the water because the water will evidently freeze at some point there, so everybody yanks them out. Wow, beautiful. Beautiful, nice. Who knew Vacaville? Who knew Vacaville, man, was tunned up? Yeah, he's a rich guy, evidently. From Churchbridge, Saskatchewan, the home of the quality assurance maven of all marine radio. Thanks to the snow-slash-rain mix and then overnight freezing in Saskatchewan, the roads are a slippery mess. That is the worst concoction known to man. When the temperatures are just warm enough where you get that snow, rain, slush, and that falls, and then what happens, and it hits the roads, which aren't below 32 yet, so it liquefies, and then the air temperature goes below 32, and then it freezes. So you have ice, and then you get a little bit of snow on top of it, so it looks like snow. Now, driving on snow is one thing. Driving on snow and ice is another. And you tend to have a lot of problems. I'm just saying. For Churchbridge, overcast and 25 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 11, looking for afternoon clouds and 28 degrees. Minot's 30 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 21. Afternoon partly cloudy and a high of a little bit warmer at 34. Here's a picture of PFC McDonald. My wife's dad is buried in the National Cemetery in Bourne, Massachusetts. United States Navy, World War II. This is from Chris again. I wander the graves as my wife does her thing. It appears that this Marine went missing on Tara, was then listed as an MIA in Hawaii, but was recently buried in Bourne within the last 6 years. How about that? And again, we see these stories all the time, right? He's a young kid with pimples, PFC John William McDonald. Born on 24 April 1924, was killed on 20 November on Tarawa. His burial initially in Honolulu at the Punch Bowl. That's an online thing. And then his gravestone. Awarded the Purple Heart. Tarawa, man, shocking to the American people, right? The lagoon, the first use of a lot of amphibious, the gators as they would come to be known, which is the forerunner of the Amtrak. So, the lagoon, Colonel Schaup at the pier, 2nd Marine Division going ashore on Tarawa, and Basio. So, anyway, maybe we'll get General Furness on at some point this week to talk about it. I mean, that's his division, man. The Battling Bastards of Basio, right? So anyway, from Nancy, hi Mac! ! Monday in Pleasantville is motivating. Currently sunny and 40 degrees. On the way to 48. Winds out of the south-southwest at 9 miles an hour, gusting to 12. Overnight low of 36. Erie is still 10 degrees warmer. And then she puts show-offs. Today's the perfect shopping and or travel day for Thanksgiving. If the van weren't in the shop, dinner and family will come to me. Can't wait. Make it a great one. Everybody. That's a look at your weather and then your shithole weather. So, again, if you want me to read your shithole weather from your shithole town, send it to me. And I would like a picture. Just take a picture of what it is that you're doing and attach it to the email before you send it. Yeah, just out the window. Out your window. I want to see what it looks like. Chris did it. No, Chris didn't do it. Vacaville man did it today. So, anyway, we'll take a break, come back. Yeah, honestly, there's one news headline, and that is the resignation of the Secretary of the Navy. And this whole fable of the Emperor's New Clothes, that the SEAL community is shoving down everybody's throats. Yeah, we're going to tell you the truth. It doesn't matter if it's false. You're going to fucking like it, and you're going to give us what we want, right? That's the charade that's getting played. And at some point, the corpsman that lied ought to tell the truth. And then the whole house of cards comes tumbling down. Oh, you mean the corpsman lied? Like, we didn't know that. Oh, you mean he didn't, you know, cover the oxygen tube? You mean the guy bled to death because he was stabbed by Eddie Gallagher? Oh, that? Yeah, that truth. Oh, yeah. Well, now the Secretary of the Navy. And again, getting teed up on Cat 1 is Admiral Green. He's gone soon, too. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home fort on a Monday of Thanksgiving, on a day when we honor Richard Spencer. Well done, sir. I had a chance to meet him at the Pentagon when I was doing my thing in May. Yeah. Paul Kennedy, retired Major General, buddy of mine. We're sitting there with a colonel in the Marine Corps, Odie Van Opdorf, who would go on to become Secretary Spencer's chief of staff. Now, let me give you the link with Odie. When you hear, hold on, in the Marines hymn that I play, right, this version. Hold on. This. Okay. In that version, towards the end, hold on, let me see if I can find it. Now, you're going to hear somebody else sound off, right? That's Odie. I didn't know that until like 3 weeks ago. Patrick told me that. We have the coolest song, and we don't even know who wrote it. Hear that? That's Odie, man. That's Odie. He was the regimental commander at OCS. So Odie will be looking for a new job pretty soon. So good luck to him. He's a good dude. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Colleen mowing up front lawn yesterday. I love that shit. Hold on, this is in late today, and I'm going to include it because that's the kind of guy that I am. It's actually texted to me. One more shithole weather update. Right, this is from Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, complete with a picture. It's snowing, boys and girls. Yeah. Today's forecast, right? 32 degrees. Currents are 32 degrees. Snow. Looking for 1 to 3 inches of snow today. There's no forecast in that. No wind. Wind speed, 20 miles an hour. No direction. All right, Ruth Ann, you need to get your shit together, okay? That is not what I'm looking for. Partial information. All right, let me read, so top story. We already talked about Stars and Stripes. If you go to, U.S. Naval Institute News headline, SecNav Richard V. Spencer removed over Gallagher deal with the White House. Modley now acting SecNav. Secretary of Defense asked Richard Spencer to step down as Secretary of Navy, after Spencer proposed a deal to the White House that would guarantee Chief Special Warfare Operator Eddie Gallagher would retire as a SEAL, despite public statements affirming he would let the process dictate the outcome, according to a late Sunday Pentagon statement. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has asked for the resignation of Secretary Spencer after losing trust and confidence in him regarding his lack of candor over conversations with the White House involving the handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Esper's position with regard to the UCMJ disciplinary and fitness for duty actions has always been that the process should be allowed to play itself out objectively and deliberately in fairness to all parties. So that means that if Spencer got fired for proposing a deal relative to the outcome of something that is yet to be determined, then Esper's prepared to resign when the Navy decides that his trident should be taken away and that process should go forward. And then when Trump says no to that, Esper and Milley are going to look at him and say, we're out. Yes? We'll see. Quote, I was not pleased with the way that Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's trial was handled by the Navy. He was treated very badly. This is from the President of the United States. But despite this, was completely exonerated of all major charges. No, he was not exonerated. right? And again, this is how the president does it. I won't say the president. This is how politicians do it. Just play fast and loose with the truth or lie about the truth, okay? Not guilty means the evidence was not there to find him guilty. Doesn't mean he was exonerated. He wasn't exonerated of shit. And those who work with him know the truth. And they got screwed in this whole thing. The president goes on. I then restored Eddie's rank. Likewise, large cost overruns from past administrations' contracting procedures were not addressed to my satisfaction. Therefore, Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer's services have been terminated by the Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. I thank Richard for his service and commitment. Eddie will retire peacefully with all of the honors that he earned, including his Trident pin. Admiral and now Ambassador to Norway Ken Brathwaite will be nominated to be the new Secretary of the Navy. So, that the president here, right, is the letter from Secretary Spencer. Let me blow this up so I can actually read it. Zoom. All right. Dear Mr. President, it has been the extreme honor of a lifetime to stand alongside the men and women of the Navy and the Marine Corps team in the protection of the American people and the values we all hold dear. Together, we have made great strides over the past 2 years, strengthening the foundation of our readiness and bolstering our constellation of allies and partners to respond wherever needed within the honor and professionalism that have marked our force for the past 244 years. Now more than ever, the United States Navy and Marine Corps stand ready and firm in every part of the globe, fueled at all times by our greatest resource, the men and women who wear the uniform. Many of them will soon miss their Thanksgiving dinners at home so they can continue to watch beyond the curve of the horizon. They and their families are and will forever be my personal heroes. As Secretary of the Navy, one of the most important responsibilities I have is to our people is to maintain good order and discipline throughout our ranks. I regard this as deadly serious business. The lives of our sailors, Marines, and civilian teammates quite literally depend on the professional execution of our many missions, and they also depend on the ongoing faith and support of the people we serve and the allies we serve alongside. The rule of law is what sets us apart from our adversaries. Good order and discipline is what has enabled our victory against foreign tyrannies time and again. From Captain Lawrence's famous order, "Don't give up the ship," to the discipline and determination that propelled our flag to the highest points on Iwo Jima. The Constitution and the Uniform Code of Military Justice are the shields that set us apart and the beacons that protect us all. Through my Title X authority, I have strived to ensure our proceedings are fair, transparent, and consistent, from the newest recruit to the flag and general officer level. Unfortunately, it has become apparent that in this respect, I no longer share the same understanding with the commander-in-chief who appointed me in regards to the key principle of good order and discipline. I cannot in good conscience obey an order that I believe violates the sacred oath I took in the presence of my family, my flag, and my faith to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. The President deserves and should expect the Secretary of the Navy, who is aligned with his vision for the future and our fourth generation in sustainment. Therefore, with pride in the achievements we've shared and everlasting faith in the continued service and fidelity of the finest sailors, Marines, and civilian teammates on Earth, I hereby acknowledge my termination as the United States Secretary of the Navy to be effective immediately. I will forever be grateful for the opportunity to have served as my days as a Marine to the extreme honor of serving as the 76th Secretary of the Navy. My wife Polly and I stand in appreciation and admiration of the patriots who today forge the next link in the unbroken chain of our Marine Corps. And we urge all Americans to keep them and their families in their hearts during this holiday season. Thank you once again for the opportunity. Respectfully yours, Richard V. Spencer. So they have it. So let me get this straight. The Secretary of the Navy was somehow or other communicating with the White House how this would be adjudicated, right? And then somehow or other he gets fired because the president lost trust in him when the president was, you know, negotiating with him. His staff was negotiating with him. I don't get what happened. Oh, that Esper wasn't in the loop? What smells rotten here? Well, what smells rotten is the same cast of rotten characters who's shown everybody the door, right, that ever stands up for anything since the Trump administration began. And the Trump administration is not unique to this. It's what politicians do. When they look bad, when they get caught between the truth and a hard place, guess what gives, right? The person who's telling the truth. So, whatever. Not. And again, I just want to say, hats off to Secretary Spencer for not playing the emperor's new clothes. I had a conversation with the guy who runs a program called Force Fitness, and that app got launched. I need to see if I can get Colonel Steve Arms on again, right? He's a big proponent of post-traumatic winning. But they launched the first phase of its new fitness application called Force Fit, right? And this is designed to transmit fitness data, right, to the unit so that the people can be monitored. Yeah, how about that? A little Orwellian, but we'll see how it plays out. So we need to get Steve on to talk about rolling this out. Next headline, from the front line, how the top Marine wants the Marine Corps sinking ships, shooting down planes, and killing enemy forces. So this is an article about General Berger, right? So the Commandant shared his thoughts with more than 500 attendees at the the annual Marine Association Foundation ground dinner last week. So anyway, he gave a speech. So that there's an article about that. Top five stories in Early Bird, and then we'll get Andy on. Number one, Spencer out of SecNav over Trident Seal scandal. And again, the whole thing revolves on a corrupt culture, on a lying corpsman, right? And now they're going to tell everybody, oh, no, no. We were the victims. This is all bullshit. And everybody knows the truth. Everybody knows the fucking truth. Number two, top U.S. general meets Israeli brass amid Iranian tensions. That might be interesting. That's from the Associated Press. Number three, Pence makes a surprise visit to Iraq to reassure the Kurds and to greet the troops. Reassure the Kurds what? The president was just on record saying that, hey, they weren't there at Normandy. Blah, 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 blah. Right? So again. What I talked about here is the dysfunction on the eastern side of the Potomac spreading to the west side of the Potomac and into the Pentagon. And what the shit show we saw as we left Syria. Yeah, everybody's getting out. Oh, no, we want to protect the oil fields. Oh, now we're going to order tank companies into Syria. Nice. So the delta is we got more people in Syria than we had before. Congratulations on that one. That's how that one got deftly crafted, right? And then all the fallout with the Kurds, and now the vice president is going back and trying to like put this shit together. All right. Number four, Army aviators ask for more comfort, less workload from future vertical lift teams. Anyway, there's an article about that. Number five, should service in Iraq and Afghanistan be recognized health hazards for vets applying for benefits? Service? What? This is the veteran victim culture, man. Now, if you've been legitimately harmed, absolutely. But service in both those? Just so I was there, so somebody needs to pay me money? Interesting. All right. Alright, we're gonna take a break. Andy Milburn gonna join us here, and, we'll talk to Andy about this. I mean, he's an interesting guy. He's a writer, he's a thinker, and, he's not afraid to express his opinions, which is kind of rare, just so you know. So, we'll take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.